This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky agriculture cash receipts broke a record in 2021 by exceeding the previous record in 2014. National Ag Statistics Service Eastern Mountain Region Director Dave Knopf says the new numbers released earlier this month were great news.
Kentucky reached an all-time high value for cash receipts of almost $6.9 billion in 2021.
Knopf says most of the top crops were over $1 billion.
Corn, soybeans, broilers and equine exceeded $1 billion in cash receipts, which is the first time that four commodities have exceeded $1 billion. Overall, the $6.9 billion was a 32% increase.
He adds the increase can be attributed to excellent farmers and higher prices.
We had record high corn and soybean yields in 2021, and so that was a contributing factor along with the higher values that were received for the sale of those items.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how the Farm Mall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farm Mall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, weeding parades, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. The tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farm Mall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall. Available at H&R AgriPower with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Bayfield.
How do you decide which heifers to select or sell? Visual inspection alone leaves a lot to chance. Back your hunch with Inherit Select from Zoetis. It's a genetic test designed for commercial replacement heifers. You gain valuable predictions, including cow fertility, size and soundness, feed efficiency, growth and carcass merit, as well as easy-to-use economic indices. This improves your selection, breeding, and marketing decisions. Learn more at inheritprogress.com or contact your local Zoetis representative.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Dave Knopf with the National Ag Statistics Service says the broiler industry recovered after a big drop in 2020.
Below $700 million, and we usually always think that, well, we can count on $1 billion worth of cash receipts from the chicken production.
He adds the equine industry also experienced a healthy recovery.
Sales rebounded. They were up 27% over the year before, and $1.1 billion for 2021.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.